God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, I'm so thankful that that's just a fact to me. That, Lord, nothing is hard for You. That, God, You are the God of every impossibility of my life. That, Lord, again, You brought me here today to worship and to praise You. And, God, knowing the wretched man that I am, where would I be without Jesus Christ, who loves me so? Now, Lord, I pray that, and I know I speak for each and every one of Your people here today. And we come today, we're so grateful to You, Lord, that You've called us. That, Lord, that You've chosen us. That, Lord, You have circled us out. God, let us thrill that Jesus Christ loves us so. Lord, we're coming here today to hear Your Word and Your Word to us. Not words from long time ago, but the living Word, the Word that's alive. The same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. The Word that was made flesh and came to dwell among us, Lord God, is still here today. And Lord, I'm so grateful to You that it's alive. Now, Lord, let it be alive and dwelling and thrilling in us this morning. Let us take it from You, Lord. Feed us. Lord, You're here to break bread with us. How awesome. How awesome that You're here because of You found great grace. And Lord, we've come in Your name. And in the name of Jesus, we're magnifying You and You alone. And we say it, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I believe we got a little bit stirred up last week. And maybe some of that frost broke off. I don't know. And as a brother was so sweetly encouraging my heart, as the Lord had me just kind of light off from the pulpit last week, He said, man, I saw chains a-breaking out there. And I'm here today to say what I'm telling you. I claim some of those chains were my own. And it's not going to stop. It just isn't. Our all-powerful God, I'm expecting to even go further today. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't think this should be a surprise to many, but I want you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 24. We're not going to leave that post-resurrection week for some time, I don't know. But we're going to pick it up today in Luke 24 from the 13th verse, and we're going to read on. And by the grace of God, I pray that He places us there in spirit. Let the Lord deal with you today. Let Him deal with you as He dealt with these dear brothers in Christ. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden. That means they were restrained, that they should not know Him. And He said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk, and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto Him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem? And hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And He said unto them, what things? And they said unto Him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered Him to be condemned to death and have crucified Him. It's kind of going downhill. As I read this, striking me a different way this morning. Oh my. But we trusted that it had been He which would have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not His body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that He was alive. And certain of them, which were with us, went to the sepulchre and found it, even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And that's where we're going to camp out today. Is, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. I love Jesus. I love him. And I love how direct and how clear he pierces. The word just pierces. And it comes quick and it strikes deep past the marrow. And how complete of what he's saying here. There's no beating around the bush. This is what he desires. And if there's one thing that I would want to know in life truly is, what does God desire? Think about what man asks all the time. What is the meaning of life? Christianity, what do you think God really wants? And pretty much all we do here is, as the brother said earlier today, serve, serve, serve. Well, that's just part of what faith's evidence does in our lives. We understand that. But over and over, he tells us to believe, to be still and to know that I am God, to receive. I can't bring anything into that place. Praise God. May I have open hands to receive of him. Lord, I want to take everything I can get. I'm so grateful to God that over the years, I had an illuminated vessel of God that said, Son, go on in there and don't be ashamed. Don't be shy. But son, you're going to have to open your hands because he's got so much to give. I go in there like this. How much am I going to receive? I go in there doubting how much is going to be opened. We have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And God help us to quit living like paupers. And I mean it. God help us to know who we are in Christ Jesus. I'm a child of the King. And I'm growing up to be a mighty son of God. Oh, fools and slow of heart. Now, the Lord's encouraged me to translate this for you today. And I praise God if it offends us here today. I really do. I believe that it is time, really time, to step out in faith like we've never stepped out before and to believe God. So here we go. Oh, unwise and dumb of soul. Oh, unwise and dumb of soul. And that's exactly where we are. That's the state of our spirit when we fail to put our complete confidence in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. See, brothers and sisters, the moment that we believe not, we're sad. Just like these brothers. They were sad. Couldn't help it. The moment that lack of faith comes to dwell in our lives, we begin to reason, and not sitting down and reasoning with the Lord, we start to reason right here. And we start to see things right here, and faith just becomes dim. And that's where these brothers were at this time, thinking about all of these things, but not remembering the words that he had spoken. And I want you to notice here, the word believe, it means complete confidence. Nothing lacking. A full assurance of faith. There's nothing wavering. This is God's word. This is what he said. This isn't, well, he said it, but I don't see him. And that's what these brothers were saying. Well, yeah, we remember he said the third day. But where is he? Well, let me tell you something. He's risen. He's risen. And it's finished. Do you see that? All things work together for good to them that love God. And I know that because it is finished. Huh? If he be for me, who could be against me? Why? Because it is finished. When he poured out his blood. See, those guys were still thinking that they came and took him. That they're the ones that caused his death. Oh no, he gave up the Spirit. He had to will himself and give himself to die. Very God of very God became death and sin for me. Oh, I feel so special. I'm telling you how he whispers to me, son, I just love you. Can you see the nail prints in my hands? Do you see this pierced side? All of that, praise God, was for you. All of that, praise God, was for you. If you were the only one, and I hope you know this. It isn't a trite saying. It's not a cliche. It's not anything. If you were the only one, he would have done that same thing. He wanted to join you personally to him. He saw that it was the will of the Father to have many sons. Isn't that awesome? God wanted a big family. And he wanted all men to be saved. I think about people that don't believe in him. And more that God takes the love of God and he sheds it abroad in my heart, I ache. And I ache with him and I groan. I don't care how bad somebody's been to you. I don't care how much they've gone out of their way to hate you. Your Jesus Christ died for them too. I want the will of God so implanted in my life that it's just the breath by grace that he would take, that we would love one another. Now think, that's a sinner. How much more the brethren? How much more the brothers and sisters in Christ? The things, the little foxes that spoil the vine. That God is dealing with each and every one of us here today. Absolutely, we're still here. But I pray to God that we understand that that's every weight that needs to be laid aside. And we need to embrace, as we're embracing Christ's body himself. And to smell the fragrance of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the spices, the oil, the anointing. Do you smell it in this room today? Do you? The sweet-smelling sacrifices to Christ. The suffering that he's taking the ones through over here and over here and over there and over there. None of it forgotten. The sweet-smelling fragrance to our Lord and Savior. It just fills the room, doesn't it? I've been flying high with him this week. Not just at 28,000 feet either. Oh, the lover of our soul, brothers and sisters. Believe complete confidence in no less than all. Did you read that little word right there? Pay attention to
the Word of God. Pay attention to every word of the Word of God. And yes, I will step out in faith, and that's why I believe that a lot of the watered-down versions of the Word of God, some of them even omitting around 66,000 words, I don't want to miss a one. Amen? Come on now. Come on. Oh, you shouldn't say that. Well, they have the Word of God too. Well, praise God they have the Word of God too. But I want every word. I want all the words. And when I see some of these little ones missing, it hurts. I hear sometimes verses quoted to me of my favorite verses, and I'm telling you truthfully, I don't even know what was said. And I'm not kidding you. That's what? John 3:16 sure doesn't sound like that to me. Oh my. Come on. It's amazing how, I think of this, treasured Shakespeare and the King's English is in our schools. But they sure don't want to treasure it in our Bible, do they? Yeah, those are things that should make you want to go, Yeah. Come on. This is the lover of our soul. The lover of your soul. And he tells us right here, all, complete, total, full knowledge of Christ that the prophets have spoken. All right now. I believe he's getting to the point here. This is nothing short of crown glory. Amen? Amen. That we would come to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's the calling here. And we talk about letters of love, but brothers and sisters, let him break it down for you. Talk about the verses of love and how this is calling out here today. May God help us to pay attention and to believe all that he has said. Remember my words. Remember the words that I have spoken unto you. We do not reason God into our lives. And I am sad to say most of the books today come at Christians to try to reason God into our lives. These brothers showed you it's not going to happen. The only way God's coming in, believe. Believe it. He is risen. Amen. I believe it. He said it. It is so. Can God lie? We say no. Why? Because he said it. Quick to believe. And this is what he's getting at here. Quick to believe. Quickened to believe. The Holy Spirit, the love of God dwelling in us. When you finally find somebody that really loves you and they tell you, I love you. It's quick, isn't it? You don't think about it. When you know that person really loves you, it's immediate. They love me. I love them. Praise God. And that's how it is with Jesus Christ. And how much more as we go along. And that this Jesus Christ is very God of very God. And he set out the plan of everything for me. And he put it in his word. Praise God. Knowing that his word is true. I was thinking how not too long ago a man was introduced to me by a dear, dear brother. And I'm so thankful how the Lord is being so evident in this brother's life. But he introduced me to a man and how painful it was as we were visiting. This man told how he was an altar boy for many, many years. But he never believed that God even existed. And it hurt my heart. But then there was this utter, really a belligerent spirit that said, well, I said to God when I was lighting those candles, God, you go ahead and blow out one of those candles. And I'll believe that you exist. And all I could think about, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The same fool that was pleading there with Lazarus, man, would you please go touch your finger in the water and touch it to my tongue because I'm burning up. God help us. God help us. But brothers and sisters, think about what we're reading here. It's almost just as sad. This is a story that's going to lead us right into a brother named Thomas. A dear brother named Thomas. That said, until I see the holes in his hand, until I thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. See, when you see him as a prophet, when you see him as a teacher, when you see him as a wonderful leader, you haven't seen Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we're talking King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're talking the I Am. He who has seen me has seen the Father. Man, I love that. And I've seen Jesus. And I handle him every day. And I lay my head upon his breast. And I look fully into his wondrous face. And he speaks to me and he sings to me. It's more real than anything there could ever be. I'm never alone. I am so never alone. And even when I'm a little defiant, I say, oh, I want to be alone. No. Never alone. Because, see, his word told me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It can't happen. It cannot happen. I tease with my boys. I tell them, I'm always going to be your dad. And I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be right there. You're going to think that you have some distance. But see, I pray to the Father. And I believe that in Christ, Daddy's going to be omnipresent. And I'm going to be right there. And I can't tell you the love that God has given me for my children. About a week and a half ago, I was so overwhelmed on a Saturday morning. I couldn't contain myself. So grateful to God that Christ lives in my family. What a wonder. How amazing. That I don't have to, really, I don't have to be concerned. God's in control. But how much more our Father, brothers and sisters, and how we are never alone. But how sad the times can be when we do not believe in Jesus Christ and what he said. I can't even imagine how Brother Thomas, the confusion, the defiance that was going on in his life. He had been with him for many years. He had heard the voice of the Lord. He had seen him. But without believing the word of God, this is the thing that God is underscoring right here. If you don't believe my son, it will never work effectually in your life. You can come to church all you want. You can read the Bible from cover to cover 1,000 times. And you can look upon the I Am for over 3 years. And if you don't believe him, it's not going to work effectually. It's going to be gone like that. And you know what you got? Sadness. You have sadness. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm looking out at a lot of faces here this morning. And but for God, I see some paths that are going to have to be walked. Amen. And because of the faithfulness of God, there's going to be some paths that are going to have to be walked. We're not finished yet. Getting close. Getting close. Oh, so worth it to win Him. Oh, so worth it. But I have to tell you, coming here this morning, I was thinking, God help us. God help us to not be wasting our time. Come to church not only to hear the Word of God, but to believe the Word of God. Come to believe the Word of God. This isn't just for different ones. This is for God's precious people. This is your Word. This is alive. He's given you this. He's given you the very life to believe Him. To hear the words of our Savior being spoken, knowing that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That His Word endureth forever. That it's going to build me up this morning. That He is risen and He's alive. I get excited about that time. Praise the Lord. But see, we have to remember and to bring these things into our remembrance too. Because we've been dealing with some 2,000 years later, haven't we now? Just as Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, man's unbelief is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And whether it was 3 days, and they were wondering, did He rise after He told them, I'm going to rise just the week before? Come on. Or He opens a sea, and we walk across on dry ground. And we see the Egyptian army completely swallowed up. And yet within 3 days, we're wondering why God's going to kill us because we're going to die of thirst. Come on. It's an amazing thing, isn't it now? Unbelief, though, I want you to understand this, it's never changed. It complains, it murmurs, and it's sad. It's sad. Come on. Aren't you thankful you come to hear the Word today? Oh, we abound in hope in the Word of our Savior. And what can we render unto the Lord? I think about that. Now here we go. This is what we're here to do today. To take of the cup of salvation and drink. Here it is. Are you drinking? Living waters. Isn't that wonderful? My mom was telling me, they were changing the name of the church so many years back. Oh, I don't know about that name. What a perfect name. To take the cup of salvation and drink. And it's there every single morning, isn't it? God, I've shown up by Your grace. Give me the strength to take the cup. Give me the strength to take it. We're facing some tough times right now. We're battling. Amen. And the battle is fierce. And it's the most fierce right before it's completely done. The victory is already ours. I hope you know that. Again, He tells me so. But I'm so grateful to God. He's called me faithful to be in it. And we're fighting the good fight of faith. I'm fighting by grace to be wed to my Savior. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I want immediate faith. Immediate. God said that we're going to be tempted. Yes, we are. Devil's the perfect one to do it. We're going to be tried. It's precious. But I want to have immediate faith like Joshua and Caleb. That's all I could think about. I praise God. I think it's like two kids in a candy store. I'm serious. People that really love the Lord, they have eyes. They're eagle eyes, they're dove's eyes, but their eyes just like a child. They are. They just believe. There's life in them eyes. They dance. They can't help it. Not only am I in the candy store, it's my dad's candy store. And not only is it my dad's, he said it's all mine. Come on. And that's where these brothers were taken by faith. See, those beggars came back that were with them. And they said, oh no, there's no way. There's giants in the land. They are too great to overcome. But oh, brother Caleb, go back and read that story. He had another spirit. He had a different one. Praise God. He had a spirit full of faith. He had a spirit full of confidence in God. That's what He's given you. You have this. That's what He's pleading with me every day about. Son, you've already been given this. You have that very new creation. It's there. Take it and run. You're in the candy store, brother. Sister. Feast. Don't sit there in unbelief. Lift up thine eyes and see the mighty hand of God and see all His benefits toward me. Oh my goodness. A spirit that said like that, brother, oh, not only should we go in and go in there at once. That would have been good. But no, we're going to go in at once and possess it. And that would have been just wonderful as it was. But we're going to go in at once and possess it because we are more. We are well able to take it. Praise be to God, to overcome it. And I'm here today to praise the Lord God for all His benefits toward me too. Amen? Amen. I praise God. These Israelites that didn't go in there, they were too worried about how weak they were. How incapable they were. Well, where are we today about the bridal message? Oh, I'm too weak. Oh, that's not for me. Huh? Come on. See, any time we look to ourselves, whether I look to my inability or whether I look to my strength, I was looking to the wrong thing, me. When I look to Him, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved me. When I look to Him, I realize that the victory has already been won. It's done. I'm just walking through it. Devil, you're already defeated. Your arrows are so worthless. You don't even get it. They're falling at my side. My Lord has already won. You couldn't keep Him off the cross. He shed His blood. He became sin for me. And now I am seated with Him in the heavens in Christ. See, He went to take His place at the right hand of God, didn't He? Amen. And you know what? The moment that I accepted Him as Savior, He seated me right there with Him. Come on. That means it's finished for me too. Isn't that wonderful? I am so grateful to God. Ticket's already done. I've arrived there in a sense. I understand this. You're still seeing this piece of flesh. But oh, there's a spirit so alive dancing with Him. Praise God. Knowing where my citizenship is. See, it's amazing when we get faith. The eyes to see with the eyes of Christ. And where I am with Him. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it doesn't stop. Caleb's promised land. Caleb's promised land is our crown of righteousness. But brothers and sisters, it's a crown that will never be won. It will never be won with spewing all of the reasons why you can't, why you shouldn't, why you have to stop. It's only going to be worn by the ones that are claiming and singing the one reason why I will. Uh-oh, what did he say? Come on. The wife hath made herself ready. There's not a doubt to her. Oh, where's he stepping? Well, I'll tell you where I'm stepping. I'm stepping out in faith. I'm believing by the grace of God that he's prepared a place for his people, that love is appearing. I'm expecting by the grace of God to be readied to be offered. I'm expecting by the grace of God to keep the faith. I am expecting by God to finish my course with joy. Praise God. I am expecting by the grace of God to wear the crown of righteousness and all them also that love his appearing. I'm expecting by God, by his grace, to lay my head upon his breast, to hold his face, to look into his eyes, to kiss his lips, praise God, to be in the very midst of the throne with him, to have him making known to all that he has loved me, to have them of the synagogue of Satan come and to worship before my feet. And that is what I'm expecting, and no less, by the grace of God. Oh, it's so real. And it is, brothers and sisters. And he has given this message to us. And all I could sit and rejoice, as the sister said earlier this week, this and Christ. I don't even need a morsel of bread. This and Christ? This and Christ? Christ in me? And all he's doing is performing that good work in me. Praise God to get it done. Christ in me is growing me up into him in all things. Christ in me. It's the hope of glory. Let's stand and worship the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Oh, hallelujah. God, let it be real. Just wave it over us, Lord Jesus. As only the Holy Spirit can come down on us, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let us call out in thanks and gratitude. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, yes. Oh, praise your name, Lord God. What a sweet, sweet chorus. Hallelujah to God. Lord, thank you, Jesus. God, again, in the wondrous name of your Son, help us not to draw back in unbelief. Lord, it's just about time. Just about time. And Lord, these light afflictions, and they are so light in the knowledge, oh, in the light of the great grace that I see shining right through your face to us. Lord, let us go on. Let us be the good soldier. Let us endure the hardness. But God, let us know, hallelujah, the calling, oh Lord, truly to be your wife. God, let it sink deep into every life here. If there's ones hearing this for the first time, maybe penetrating the heart for the first time, let them run and let them run well. Let us know that it's by grace and grace alone.
Let us know, Lord Jesus, that You are the author and finisher of this faith. And God, You're authoring it and finishing it in our lives so sweetly. Let us be still. Write it upon our hearts, God. Oh, hallelujah. Write upon us, Bridegroom. Bridegroom. Bridegroom.
Praise the Lord. My sheep hear my voice. And I know You by name, and I called You. The spoken word, the written word,
thank You.
The living word, today, forever. Jesus Christ is risen.
Thank
He
you.
Is risen, and I know You, and I've called You.
Thank You. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we thank You and praise You in the wondrous name of Jesus. Amen.